With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I still have a vision for doing things in football, and I'll be honest with you, that might be coaching again at some point. I don't think it's this year. I think maybe in the future, but that's not where my heart is right now.
That was Sean Payton yesterday stepping away from the Saints and joining the show now. Buckle up. Odyssey NFL insider Michael Irvin. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Smarter bet. Start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Good morning, Mike. What would you like to talk about?
Well, I'll tell you what. Now, let me first jump in and help you guys with the understanding of the difference between Payton and McCarthy.
Please.
And Payton, I think Payton and a whole bunch of coaches, because I hear you guys going to get the numbers and talking about how tantamount equal to the numbers are both guys. But the reality is, that's looking at the high. Oh, they got one Super Bowl. They haven't been back in a long time. They both had some pretty good generational quarterbacks, and they won. Here's the difference that you have to understand that I think puts Sean Payton above it all. Look at the success that Sean Payton has had without his best players. Without Michael Thomas, without Drew Brees, he still keeps them competitive. They beat the champs twice this year without his best players. That's what we're talking about. Without our best players, we lost every darn game. That's just the reality. We lost every darn game. I had a stuffed animal on the show as an emotional support dog. Are you joking? That's what I'm talking about. Let me slow down, Michael.
Now, the Cowboys did win in Minnesota, but that's it. I know what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying.
Yes.
I'm watching. You got to look at coaches in that vein, too. Kyle Shanahan wins with anybody. That's what you're looking at. Sean Payton has won with some of anybody. At quarterback. Kind of extrapolate and say, boy, if he won with anybody and we get him some good players, boy, what can he do with that? Sean Payton is upgrade. I'm just going to be real with you. That's just the real.
But Mike, Shanahan doesn't win with any quarterback. He can't win without Jimmy.
Shanahan has won. Shanahan won with Nick Eden or whatever. Nick Mullins. That's right. He had them in every game. With no matter who played quarterback, they were in every game and playing some pretty good teams. And I thought that was amazing. I look at those things because I'm always saying, man, if the Cowboys would have had him or the Cowboys, I get so tired of studying and looking at guys and what we'd have had him. Well, somebody get your mind off that. But now I can put my mind back on Sean Payton as a possibility. I don't know when it's going to happen, but as a possibility, I can put my mind back on it.
Okay, you have to try and do this as much as possible. You know Jerry Jones better than anybody. What is he thinking right now? What is he? If you call him and you said, "What's up, boss?" What is he going to say to you?
Let me tell you how first Jerry thinks. Waiting is not a part of his DNA. If he thinks there's something that he can make it happen and it needs to happen, he's going to try to pull it off right now. This whole thing, Sean, when you and I went texting back and forth, and when I say, "What's going on with Jerry?" You know, because I got to wait on it all to come from you guys. It comes from you guys. It starts on the national scene. So I'm like, let me try to get ahead of this stuff. So I'm like, I'm calling. So I'll tell you something. What's going on with the interview? What do I got to prepare for out here? Yeah. What did he say? What's going on?
Yeah. And what did you and what did you hear in that interview?
Sean.
Yeah.
Did I lose you? I lost it. What'd you say?
And what did you hear in that interview with Jerry? Did it live up what I told you on last Friday?
Yes, yes, yes. And remember when you said I hadn't heard it, and I was going on another show with somebody. I said, man, you say yeah, Jerry pushed it back and everything, so I hadn't heard it. And then he came on, and then right after that, I had to go on, and I hadn't heard the interview because I was doing something else. And somebody asked me about it.
Yeah.
I said, you know what? I just talked to my guy that does the interview, and he told me that they were going to have the interview, but I hadn't heard it. But he told me what, you know, Jerry wasn't committed to coach. And I said, yeah, I understand that. See, right now, man, when Dak got up and spoke about the refs, right, everybody, they really were going to try to take that and do some things at that, you know. Man, Dak is okay, and people to throw at the rest of it. I said, stop it. Yeah, stop. We're asking this man to go up there in his raw emotions, his rawest of raw emotions. And he's hurt. He's thinking, after all he's fought back from with the pain of that leg, and now the team is throwing stuff at him and all that, at his team. And so he went on that little rant about these guys putting it all in and, oh, okay, then. Oh, was that the refs? Okay. Well, applaud that because he's upset here. You know, they tried to turn that into, I guess, Dak ain't squeaky clean. Dak talking about you should be throwing stuff at the refs. That's just the emotion. Jerry coming on, you know, and not giving those ringing endorsements, it's more than emotions. Because billionaires like that, they're so used to having success, and they refuse to wait forever to get it. If there's any chance of anything happening, any little slim bim chance, Jerry's going to try to move on it sooner than later. I haven't talked to Jerry. I don't know anything about it. I'm just telling you, those guys like that, you don't get to where you got to where they are waiting. You just don't do it. They go and get it now. So if there's any possibility, I hear you guys saying he's a lame duck. Is Mike McCarthy the lame duck coach this year? If there's any possibility, they don't necessarily want to wait the next year.
Yeah, is that fair to McCarthy to do that to him?
Dude, what did Tony Romo say?
I don't know.
Is a meritocracy. That's what this is, buddy. And you're going out on the first round. All things are fair. All things. Stop talking about what's fair. Fair, I don't even live in the word fair. I live in the word just. I'm serious, man. Everybody wants what's fair. Everybody doesn't deserve what's fair. What's fair says I'm giving everybody a dime. All right, you get a dime, you get a dime, you get a dime. What if you did a dime worth of work and he did 2 cents worth of work? Why should I give him a dime? Does that mean I'm being fair or does that mean I'm being unfair? I want to be just. You get a dime. You did 2 damn cents and that's what you get, 2 cents. That's what I'm saying. If you do your work, then you don't have to worry about fair. You're going to be treated just. Do your work. Don't get kicked out in the first round. You don't be talking about fair. You'll be saying, give me what's just. Give me what's mine. I live on just, not fair.
Michael Irvin right here on Sean and RJ every Wednesday, 105.3 The Fan. Is there a price that's too much to pay compensation-wise, Michael? Oh, we want your first and your second. We want this or that. Do you think that Jerry, with his own personal window, would have a price that's too much to pay because you got to trade for Sean Payton?
Let's go a little deep in this. The price obviously was too high with what they wanted.
You need to cut it.
Even before. So somebody, I ain't saying nothing, and I ain't talked to Jerry, nor have I talked to Sean Payton. And I love Sean Payton. But I ain't talked to him either. But now I'm going to tell you something. The price was already too high. You can already mark that. And now, that Sean is no longer even coaching, does that put a little something in the price? Like, hey, you know, you ain't got him coaching anyway. He's already stepped away. You can't bring him back. You should just take this right here Hey, listen, you can't trade him anywhere because he ain't going to go anywhere. He'll only go to Dallas because he has this choice. You know what I mean? He has the choice now. So you can try to trade him. And say, they're going to give me two first rounds. Oh, this team over here give me three first rounds. I'm not going over there. So you only have one person to deal with. So you can leave him sitting on the sideline, or you can take this first rounder and second rounder that Dallas is going to give, but you're not getting two first rounders and two second rounders like they gave up for Gruden. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Gruden got taken off the field. Sean got taken off the couch. What do you want to get this man off the couch? Mm. And you don't take anything because he wasn't on your sideline anyway. That, I'm not saying that they didn't think that through. That might be what you're seeing, that great press conference Sean Payton did yesterday.
You get to keep Dan Quinn or Kellen Moore here.
You mean if I got Sean Payton?
No. Just say McCarthy comes back. I know you're kicking Kellen to the curb if Sean Payton comes.
Yeah. I'm about to tell you. Don't go there. Hey, you know, I'm not going to kick him to the curb, but I'm going to shake his hand and say thanks.
But Kellen coming back for this system or losing Dan Quinn, how do you look at the coordinators with the head coaching rumors?
Well, we're going to sit here and sit pat at the head coaching job and Kellen Moore's coming back. That's a good get. That's a good get for continuity there. You know what I mean? I still would love to keep Dan. Just because you would love to keep him in the building because everybody talks about how great he is in communication. And we talked about that when he stepped in and using rap music to even try to communicate. That means a way above average communicator because he's coming down on the guy's level to get to them. That's the best way to communicate. So I would love to keep him in the building. But I understand now with Sean Payton doing what he's doing, there's 9 jobs open. And Dan Quinn is. It's definitely, I think he definitely should get one of those jobs. So we may lose him. And that's just the business. We can find some pretty good defensive coordinators out there. And I've heard people throw around Mike Zimmer, you know, coming in. And Jim, being a defensive coordinator also.
All right, we'll let you go with this. What did you think of what they did to you on Saturday night?
God does not have this here Super Bowl ring on his finger, so he don't know the magnificent glory of oranges, all right? Like they say, in America, it's as American as orange pie.
Did you know that was coming?
I did not. It was funny, man. Oh, my God, that was funny. Hey, but I tell you what now, that team, Mike, boy, he was clean, boy. He was clean. That's the first thing I noticed. I said, "Boy, I see the perspective on which they looked okay. He was clean. He looked good, but it was spot on, though. It was a good. The comedians are funny dudes, man. Those were funny dudes. It was good. It went viral, and I've been having everywhere I go. I got people talking to me about it. You know, coming through the airports and everything. But they did a job. It's fun. It's all fun." All good and fun.
Hey, this was fantastic. We can sense your excitement. Can't wait to see what happens. And make a phone call. Make a phone call over there to Frisco today. Get on the helicopter.
Hey, listen, let me tell y'all something too, man. Have y'all not you tell when you're just not well yet. I'm not well yet. I'm looking at the Rams. And Buccaneers game.
Yeah.
And all I'm thinking about is this would have been the highest rated Cowboy game. Mm-hmm. And we could have gotten them.
Yep.
If this thing would have played out, Sean, like I told you, we got Arizona and they go out, the Rams go out there and then we would have gone to Tampa and the 49ers go over to Green Bay. We could have been playing, man, right here. Might have been the 49ers, but it'd been an NFC championship game. You know what I'm saying? Right. And then I say, you know what, Michael? Get over it. That's not happening. And I think I thought it, you know, I was thinking to myself, man, you got to move on. That's over. This is that means I'm not healed. I'm still dealing in the pain of it. I'm still seeing possibilities that is no way going to happen. I have 12 damn months. We all do. To wait to get back to this point again. It's just not right. And to use your word, it's not fair.
Right. Thank you, Mike. Enjoy the games. This is great.
All right, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.